Reckless. Death by Rock and Roll. It's Power 104 Clinton's Best Rock with Bob and Big Ginger. 9:10.
Hard to believe talking about Christmas movies. We didn't mean to, but I just happened to mention casually I don't sit down and watch Christmas movies, and I'm getting roasted over the coals for this now.
Oh, yeah.
And that, Taylor Momsen was Cindy Lou Who in The Grinch with Jim Carrey.
Now, I know we kind of what started this whole thing is the fact that you've never seen A Christmas Story.
I have never seen A Christmas Story. I really don't know anything about it.
Okay, well, I think I might be able to get us in touch with someone. Hang on, let me... just do this. And okay, this is going to be good. I think you really like this.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Christmas Story House and Museum, located at 3159 West 11th Street in gorgeous Cleveland, Ohio. Our current store hours. Attention, please dial. Christmas Story House and Museum. This is Kim. How can I help you?
Hi, Kim. It's Bob and Big Ginger calling from Power 104 in Kelowna, B.C.
Hi.
Hi.
Great.
We're halfway to Santa from you.
Well, I love Santa, so that makes me very happy.
Hey, so I have a bit of an issue here. My friend here has never seen A Christmas Story, and I think that is absolute blasphemy.
I've never seen it.
So I was really hoping you'd be able to talk some sense into him.
Sure I can.
What am I missing? Why should I watch it? I don't get it.
It is a movie that everyone from every generation can relate to. Whether you're the old man with the clinker in the furnace, whether you're the kid who gets bullied by the kids at school, whether you're the hurried mom that can't get her kid to eat, there's something that you can relate to, but then it all boils down to the Christmas season, the Christmas spirit.
Someone said I'm like the grumpy horn dog dad. Is that a thing?
I don't know that Dad was a horn dog, personally, but he was rather grumpy, yeah. I mean, dads in the 1940s, they were pretty grumpy, you know? They worked a lot, and it was hard, and yeah.
You're fantastic, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for putting up with us.
Hey, a quick question on the side for you. What do you do the rest of the year?
I am here the rest of the year. We are open year-round.
Whoa!
Get out!
No! I have the best job ever. I'm in Christmas land year-round.
Okay, and Big Ginger said, if I get one of those leg lamps, I got to put it in the window. So I went, what is that?
The leg lamp is what the movie revolves around. So the old man won the leg lamp, and he didn't know it was a leg lamp. He knew he won something. It gets delivered to his house. He had actually, the quiz that he answered was sponsored by Knee-High Soda. So if you've ever seen ads for Knee-High Soda, it's a leg, and they sent him a leg lamp. Well, his wife thought it was the ugliest thing ever. It unfortunately gets knocked over and broken. A fight ensues, but this leg lamp is the soft glow of electric sex in his front window.
Soft glow of electric sex.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, it is. I've got the soft glow of electric sex in my front window. Are you telling me you do not?
I would like to.
But then you should get on and order one. Everyone needs it.
Okay, can we do that from you?
Not from me, but I can transfer you to the warehouse. They can get you a leg lamp.
Oh, my God. Are we going to get you a leg lamp?
Yeah, let's do it. I got my visa. Let's do it. Transfer us over, please.
Yeah, not a problem. I will transfer you over. And hey, if you guys ever want anyone on the show, give me a call, and I will have my lead tour guide, Ernie, talk to you guys if you ever want to do that.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
He'll be hard-pressed to be better than you. You are great.
Well, I taught them all, so thank you.
But I'll
transfer you over to Del Chino, and we'll get you a leg lamp, okay? Bye. Good afternoon. How can I help you?
Hi. Listen, we're calling from a radio station in Canada, and Kim at the museum put us through to you. In hopes you might be able to hook us up with a lamp. I got my visa.
Okay. What size leg are you looking at?
What size leg do you recommend?
We have a 50-inch, the 45, 26, and 20.
Okay, well, what's the cost between the 26 and the 20? What's the difference?
The 20-inch is $59.99, and then the 26 is $99.99. The 26-inch is like the miniature version of the 50.
Bob, that's American prices.
I guess it's the 20 then. I guess I'm just going a little. I'm going to go with a little lamp, and we're going to put it here in the booth as a little memento of this moment.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry to cheap out on you, but by the time I get it shipped here for a radio gag, I'm going to be out $100 Canadian.
Oh, Okay.
All right. Well, hang on a sec. We'll be right back with this.
This is happening.
To finish this off.
When it gets here, it's gonna go on the gram, okay?
Oh, my God.
Maybe you'll even feature it on Fully Loaded Racks. We'll put it in the dishwasher. Clean off the leg.
Seriously, what
a Christmas Story museum?
Yeah, it's
Kim,
in the actual
that's who we
house.
Talked to.
They filmed the movie in too.
She was fantastic. And I'm out $100 for a damn leg lamp for a movie I haven't even seen.
It'll probably show up in March.
Bob and Big Ginger. Mornings from 5:30 to 9 on Kelowna's Best Rock, Power 104.